This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14 July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm night is settling across Israel, with clear skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for an evening stroll or time on the balcony. Here are today's headlines. First, the UN has issued a severe condemnation of the de facto rule in Gaza, following reports of aid warehouses being broken into and attacks on drivers in Jabalia. This comes from Israel Hayom in the last few minutes. Also, pressure from Washington is mounting. According to American and Israeli sources, the U.S. has demanded that Prime Minister Netanyahu begin withdrawing forces from Syria. This was reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF faces a significant shortage of 12,000 troops as the arrests of Haredi draft evaders are scrapped. Commanders warn of losing battalions, according to Ynet from earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu has issued a stern warning to Iran. He stated that any attack on Israel would be met with a stronger response than before. This was reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, U.S. political dynamics are in focus. Jeffries opposes an amendment by GOP Rep. Thomas Massie to cut $3.3 billion in military aid to Israel, but calls for a change in direction. This comes from JTA in the past hour. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a journalist, noted just minutes ago that there's a high chance Prime Minister Netanyahu will visit Washington next week to meet with President Trump. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted that the U.S. military has launched another wave of attacks on Iran, with preparations underway to renew the naval blockade in about 6 months. Iris, a regional analyst, highlighted that Netanyahu's visit to Washington is expected next week, though the schedule could change. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the UN's unusual condemnation, the humanitarian coordinator highlighted severe incidents in Gaza, including the looting of aid warehouses and attacks on drivers. This situation escalates tensions and threatens aid delivery in the region, as reported by Israel Hayom just earlier. The consequences could further strain the humanitarian efforts in Gaza. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, Walla reported that Washington is increasing pressure on Israel regarding its military presence in Syria. Sources suggest that President Trump personally asked Netanyahu to start the withdrawal process. This move could have significant implications for regional security dynamics and Israel's strategic interests. Meanwhile, Ynet reported that the IDF is grappling with a shortage of troops. The decision to halt arrests of Haredi draft evaders is straining the military's resources. Commanders are concerned about the long-term impact on combat readiness and family stability for reservists. This development puts additional pressure on the IDF's operational capabilities. In a related development, JNS reported Netanyahu's warning to Iran. The Prime Minister made it clear that any aggression would be met with a forceful response. This statement comes amid rising tensions and serves as a deterrent to potential threats from Iran. Finally, the debate over U.S. military aid to Israel is heating up. JTA reported on Jeffries' stance against Massie's proposed amendment to cut aid. While opposing the cut, Jeffries argues for a shift in policy direction. This reflects ongoing discussions in the U.S. about its foreign aid commitments and their strategic implications. Turning to business and markets. First, Apple's lawsuit against OpenAI is under scrutiny. CTEC reports that the lawsuit alleges a coordinated effort to steal confidential engineering work, impacting OpenAI's AI hardware ambitions. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli quantum startups, Quantum Art and Classic, are in talks for Wall Street listings. Both companies could be valued at up to $5 billion each, reflecting growing investor interest in quantum computing. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights how Yerushalayim has become a hotspot for entrepreneurs. Just a few years ago, the area struggled to attract interest, but now it's gaining attention as a promising location for development in the south. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.